This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Northwestern Energy will acquire more shares of the coal-fired electricity generating plant at Colstrip from another co-owner of the plant, Puget Sound Energy. But the move to bring on coal is one that no other utility in the nation is making, according to Northwestern's own executives. And Montana groups that advocate for reliable, clean, and affordable energy said the acquisition will put customers at risk. Edward Barta of the Northern Plains Resource Council said Northwestern continues to shake down captive customers for more and more money, building and acquiring the most expensive energy plants, including an aging, costly facility like we see in Colstrip, Barta said. The Montana Public Service Commission regulates monopoly utilities in the state and is tasked with protecting captive ratepayers who can't get their electricity on the grid from any other utility but Northwestern. But Northwestern's acquisition of more of Colstrip does not require the PSC's approval. Northwestern already owns a portion of Colstrip. The new acquisition from Puget Sound Energy will be effective on January 1, 2026, and will give Northwestern Energy 55% ownership of the aging coal plant. Six companies currently share ownership of Colstrip's Units 3 and 4. Units 1 and 2 were retired in 2020. The deal with Puget Sound Energy will bring Northwestern another 370 megawatts of electricity capacity. Puget Sound Energy, based in Washington State, said that the transfer of shares was part of its pathway to complying with Washington State's Clean Energy Transformation Act, which calls for removing coal from serving customers in the state by the end of 2025. Northwestern earlier announced it was acquiring all 222 megawatts from Avista, another owner, also effective on January 1, 2026. In January 2023, Northwestern President and CEO Brian Bird admitted he was probably the only CEO adding coal to his portfolio. Avista, on the other hand, said that coal generation might become obsolete through regulatory action or legislation. Even with more ownership of Colstrip going to Northwestern Energy, Puget Sound Energy retains its ownership rights to the Colstrip transmission system. And Puget Sound Energy said it's happy to unload its shares of the coal-fired plant, while Puget Sound Energy continues to diversify its energy resources from Montana, including acquiring electricity from three different Montana wind farms. Northwestern still is embracing fossil fuels instead of renewable energy sources. Northwestern also is building a methane-fired electricity generating plant in Laurel, Montana, to generate 175 megawatts of electricity at an estimated cost of $320 million. Montana groups that advocate for renewable, reliable, and affordable energy immediately opposed the deal between Northwestern and Puget Sound Energy and said it will be costly for customers. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Ann Hedges said, "If this were a private company, the board of directors would likely fire the entire executive team for putting shareholders at such great risk," Hedges said. MEIC, a conservation nonprofit with a focus on energy, said the Colstrip plant is not only unreliable, operating only half the time when Montana needs the power, it said the deal will also cause energy rates to skyrocket. Customers already have faced significant increases in electricity rates requested by Northwestern and approved by the Public Service Commission. MEIC said the annual cost of coal for Northwestern's ownership in the Colstrip plant would be $132 million, increasing nearly fourfold from current costs. MEIC also estimated the plant needs $2 billion in upgrades. The Energy Innovation Policy and Technology Group, a nonpartisan research group, said the cost of running coal plants keeps rising, but the cost of wind and solar keeps falling. It estimated 99% of all coal plants in the U.S. were more expensive than local solar, wind, or energy storage. In announcing the earlier agreement with Avista, Northwestern CEO Bird credited Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte with helping kick off the deal at the Governor's Cup golf tournament. Gianforte said he was pleased to help bring the parties together, but said Bird should receive the credit. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.